This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And that's, again, freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We talk to Sam in Texas. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network. You're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, so I went back to court today for the second pretrial. This is the judge from the documentary. And, wow, I got there.
Hold on a second. Let's recap here real quick. Sam, you're going to court over speeding tickets, and your intentions have been to just ask some questions about the nature and the cause of the proceedings that you're looking at going into. From what you understood of the their own rules say that you're supposed to understand those things before you're able to enter a plea. And when you originally went down there to ask those questions, the judge wouldn't even let you get your first question out, and he demanded you enter a plea. And because you kept trying to ask simple questions, he went ahead and just decided to enter a plea for you, despite the fact that you made it very clear you were not intending to enter a plea at that point. You wanted to ask questions. And then he went ahead and scheduled a trial without your consent also. And then when you showed up for the trial, intending to still ask your same questions, they didn't want to let you in the courtroom because you had a camera with you. They decided, I guess, after the first time that they didn't like that too much. So they wanted to restrict you from doing that. And you didn't want to go into the court without putting, you know, without your camera. So you sort of reached this impasse where they told you to go away, and they said, the judge said your matter has been rescinded, which made it sound like the entire thing would go away. He also hit you with a contempt of court fine of $50, but then they sent you something that said the whole thing had been rescheduled all the way over to the very beginning, where you were back to having another hearing wherein you're supposed to enter your plea.
Yes. And there's a jury trial that he already scheduled for the following day, tomorrow.
And people can go and watch video footage of this at obscuretruth.com? People can go to?
Yeah, there's a link there, a little annotation will pop up and point you to the latest version.
Okay, great. So what happened today?
Okay, so today I got there at 7:50 or so. The court wasn't open yet. The bureaucrats were running late. Imagine that. So there were about 30 people standing outside, and I saw this as a great opportunity to educate and enlighten some folks. So I explained why I was there, what I was doing, and what had happened in the previous trial, and how I believed the court to be fraudulent and the judge to be corrupt and not following his own laws. Then they opened the door. That generated some discussion, as you can imagine, with the people in line. So while we're waiting there for about 10 minutes, I'm talking about different issues related to government's authority and demands and how they really take control of your life, and you have very little choice in the process to people. And they're very interested and so forth. I finally get up to the bailiff's check-in area there, and he does his mantra, you know, no camera in the courtroom. And this time I took a different approach to it. I had the Second Amendment to the Texas Constitution, the right to alter, reform, or abolish the government in any manner I deem expedient, in my hand. And I asked them, now hold on, they were ready to just say no cameras and walk away and tell me to go wait in the lobby. And I said, hold on, I need to understand, are you people police officers? And, you know, they kind of wouldn't answer that. And I'm like, did you swear an oath to uphold the state and federal constitutions and the Bill of Rights? Eventually, they finally did answer that.
And they said they did
in the affirmative?
Yes, they did. Or at least there were two bailiffs there this time. The lady, I remember, she answered. I'm not sure if the other guy did. So, and they had separated. I'm kind of this is all jumbled together a little bit. But the guy left, and I was talking to the lady, and I'm like, look, can you help me here? Do you understand? You might have to go arrest the judge. If he's not following the Bill of Rights, it's your duty to go in there and arrest him. Are you going to help me do that?
Yeah, right.
What did she say to that? I can't imagine.
I think I can do that. I don't remember exactly, Mark, but, I mean, it was just like this unimaginable event that
sure.
these people would actually go in and arrest the person that they see as God and ruler of all.
Right. He's in charge of the court. And I remember my I had a girlfriend that worked at the courthouse. And, you know, just the way they fawn over these judges, it's amazing.
Mm. It is.
Oh, they're so powerful.
So the prosecutor came in and he got involved and the discussion got a little bit heated. They closed the door to the courtroom just like the other gang did in the other court, and eventually they got me out into the lobby. This time the prosecutor was visibly, his hands were shaking as he was talking to me.
Wow.
So I go back out there, and while I'm waiting, people are coming out. And, you know, they had heard my comment that morning out front,
mm-hmm.
so they were talking to me. So I just started interviewing them. And one lady, she went in there. She had been in this minor collision. She bought this new car. There was a problem with the brake and some kind of overdrive function that was engaging when it wasn't supposed to. She was at a light. The car in front of her went through the light, then stopped. The car behind her honked, so she went, but then she tried to brake, and the car wouldn't stop, and it ran into the back, and the dealership finally found a faulty wire that was engaging the system. Judge didn't want to hear any of that. Told her, you started mocking her, saying, well, maybe we can call in the guy you hit. Or how about the officer's time who you wasted? You know,
wow.
Just telling her all these things. This guy is just not at all interested in customer service. So
sure.
She was there to get a complaint form from the clerk. And while she's sitting at the clerk's window, I'm talking to her, you know, from my perspective that I take on these issues in the courts and so forth, that they're fraudulent and illegitimate.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't like that very much.
And they didn't like you talking to her?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to talk derisively in our lobby about
us. Exactly. Something like that. So then I can't remember what happened in between there or how that was abated, but basically then there were two other guys who were there, and I started talking to them. And they were in a park. These guys were real criminals, Mark. You probably run into some of them. They were at a park.
I don't run anybody in a park.
After 10:30.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
That was a crime.
We can't have that.
They were fined $100. The officers asked them for their IDs. They consented. I explained, oh, that's a bad idea. Here's what you say. I don't consent to any searches. And then they ended up searching their car, too. And I explained, look, here's why they were trying to search your car, to find more things to arrest you for.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys are just like, wow, really?
Never heard such things before. Wow.
What could they possibly be searching us for? Aren't they trying to keep
us
safe?
I asked them, and they didn't get it. And then once I explained, it became real clear, and they're like, these guys aren't really here to help us.
Yeah, well, isn't it so simple to clarify things for people? I mean, there have been decades upon decades of government indoctrination, but it doesn't take very long to just wipe all that away.
When I heard that they had basically told you to start over and go away, I'm a little bit surprised that they called you back here because of just how people are starting to see this. People are, if everyone woke up to this and took the same stance that you're doing, I don't know, it would take a little bit for me to do it. It sounds really scary, to be perfectly honest, but they'd be screwed.
I've got footage of the police now. One police officer telling me he doesn't care about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all that's just, he doesn't care. I've got others today telling me that just walking away when I'm asking them, are you going to uphold the Bill of Rights? I've got another one telling me that the city's statutes are allowed to infringe on the inalienable right defined in the Second Amendment.
Wow.
Now, I don't know what inalienable means to him, but to me that means
can't take it away.
Infringe.
Right.
At any time is the three words before that. So that's pretty clear to me, but this is just so complicated, guys. They just don't understand it, and it's legal, so they can't explain it to me.
Right.
They swore an oath to uphold it, okay, but actually ask them to do it? No.
Amazing.
Not interested.
Yeah, you're the only person who's ever challenged them on it, probably. So
most likely.
It's probably really confusing to them.
Actually, didn't they say something to you about, are you in the Republic of Texas?
Like, yeah, so
apparently they've had something.
That was a rookie cop. It gets really interesting from there.
All right, hang on, Sam. We'll bring you back. More of Sam's, for lack of a better term, Adventures in Legal Land, of course, inspired by Mark Stevens, who actually wrote the book called Adventures in Legal Land. And, more coming up here. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network. You can take control of the airwaves, of course, bring up whatever you want, and you can also see Sam's video at obscuredtruth.com to get a good idea of what started all this. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
I can't imagine another author out there allowing two yahoos as friends to jump into his story quite like you did.
But they're great yahoos. And,
great yahoos. Yeah. Well, if he'd worked on his own story, we'd have never gotten involved.
Well, here you've got a situation where you've got me, who's not an author. I mean, not really. And I've never thought of myself.
A good storyteller.
That. Well, thank you for that. But I don't have an identity as one. And I didn't have any sense of why should I protect this. This was just a gift for my children, and it did everything that I wanted it to do when I gave it to them.
And we had 16 months to rewrite these chapters, pass them around to each other. I don't know that I'll ever be involved in something creative and collaborative that was so much fun over such a long period of time.
And you were so affirming from the beginning. You said, you know, this is a great piece of work, but by the time we were done, and just with even our friends, it became something unbelievably beautiful.
For more information on the New York Times bestselling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack, number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks, is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features including updates, get signed up, and we keep you in the loop when there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on that list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. freemindstv.com. And you can go and visit Toby on his website, freemindstv.com. If you're looking for some more great pro-liberty media content, both radio and television versions, Toby's got it, because you do both a television and radio program, Free Minds TV and Free Minds Radio, both available completely free to viewers and listeners at freemindstv.com.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's a weekly kind of a thing, so it's not a whole load of information, and it's certainly something you can add to your podcast grabber, and it won't really be a big increase in the amount of time you have to spend.
Yeah, you can either watch it. There's a video podcast or an audio podcast of it as well. So.
Oh, that's right. So you're still doing the audio version of the TV show.
Right.
Oh,
so,
good deal.
Anyway, but you can also download the video podcast onto your whatever pod.
Exactly. So head over to freemindstv.com and enjoy all that for free. All right, our number here, 800-259-9231. We go back to Sam in Texas, Obscure Truth Network, Sam, from obscuretruth.com, where people can go and see your very first documentary release. It's a 34-minute excellent documentary called The Court of Public Relations. And I have to say, it's gotten great acclaim from the people that I've shown it to, and I've shown it to people who aren't really in the liberty movement, so to speak. They're not people that aren't even really that familiar with it, and it's gone over pretty well, and I think you did a great job of really communicating what it was that you were trying to get across, and that is that this whole court system is a big sham.
Yeah, and that's good, because that's really who it's aimed at. I think there's a lot of people out there who really care and just don't understand what's happening in the courts and don't understand really what the answer is, and this is really about showing them, look, you can fight in the system, but if they're not even going to play by their own rules, how much are you really going to accomplish? So we left off with the me talking to the guys explaining their rights in the lobby, and they came out and did not like that and told me I was to stop.
This was now, in the courthouse down in Texas where you
this
live.
Is out, yeah, in the lobby while they're waiting in line for the clerk. Now, I've drawn the analogy of, you know, Frederick Douglass. He was beaten for teaching Bible studies so the other slaves could learn to read. And while we're not forbidden from reading books, they have made up legalese, which is their own language. And if one of the slaves dares to learn how to read it and starts teaching the other slaves, they call that giving legal advice, and then they punish you. So this, it just, it starts to look, I start to see more and more of these connections between the way the slaves were treated and the way government's treating the people that it rules over and the people that allow that.
So okay. You were there for a hearing, and you were talking to all these people and getting really a pretty positive response from some of the other victims that were in the court that day. But they wanted you to go in and have this hearing, but they wouldn't let you in, right?
Yeah, so they wouldn't let me in with the camera, and then after they told me to stop talking to the people in the lobby, they had called the police, so four police officers showed up. One guy with, I think he's a sergeant, he had two of the Charlie Brown stripes put together on his sleeve.
I think that's a corporal, at least it is in the corporal. Military. I couldn't tell you for sure.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what it means, but anyway, so one guy's a rookie. He comes over, like his first week, he didn't even have voicemail. I start talking to him, he's right out of the academy, he gets that. He's there to uphold and protect the Constitution. He's actually the only bureaucrat that day that actually took the time to take the Second Amendment that I had printed out in my hand and read through it. And he read through it three times. We were talking for about 40 minutes or so. He read through it two or three times, and by the end of that conversation, I could tell a shift had happened, and he started to realize what I was doing. See, at first I wasn't answering their questions, and they're like, I was talking in my terms of gangs and the Blue Light Gang and all of these things and cages and kidnapping and extortion, which they didn't like. And they asked me if I'm on any medication or if I'm a psychiatrist.
What's the answer to that question, Sam?
No. And no. And so then, you know, then they asked for ID. I'm not showing them ID. I'm not answering the majority of their questions because they're not asking questions to help me, even though they say they are.
Sure.
And I actually pointed that out. One of the questions he asked was a question to determine if I committed a felony. And I'm like, look, you tell me you're here to help me, but you're asking questions with the intent, with the intention of determining if a criminal act occurred so that you can either demand more money for me, or drag me off to one of your cages. Do you see how you are not helping me despite the fact that you're telling me you are?
I bet he didn't want to answer that one.
He didn't. that's what I think I'm going to do with the video, is put a question and answer tally for the bureaucrats versus me and see what it totals up to at the end. I think it's going to be pretty revealing.
All right, cool.
So we talk for 45 minutes. We cover things like private property, speeding, you know, all of these things. It was a really great discussion. Eventually, they decide that they're going to leave. And I'm like, the bailiff comes out and says...
Didn't they kick you out of the court, though? Like,
yeah, we were sitting out front.
Okay.
I was on one of the benches out front. The police were standing in front of me talking to me. The bailiff comes out and says, again, I'm sure you can guess what, no camera in the courtroom. And then he said, you're set for a jury trial tomorrow at 8 a.m. And I said, look...
Did they try handing you more paperwork?
No.
Oh, okay.
They didn't even bother once today.
Because for those of you who have not heard this before, the past experiences you've had going into these courtrooms where you've had your video camera, they've tried to hand you this paperwork and get you to sign off on, you know, this trial they're trying to schedule for you, and you just won't even accept it from them, and it's like they don't know what to do about it. But at this point, I guess they've learned that you're not going to take their paperwork from
yes,
them.
Yes, so I think they've learned their lesson on that one.
They've
and
stopped.
Just realize it's kind of pointless. So he comes out to tell me basically there's a jury trial set for 8 a.m. in the morning and just turns to leave. And I'm like, look, the judge said he rescinded the matter. So have I entered a plea or not? Because I need to understand if you guys are, if he's still holding on to the plea that he entered on my behalf, or if that was erased as he said it was. And why are we having a pretrial here when I haven't even gone in and pled, but you're already telling me that there's a jury trial scheduled for 8 a.m. in the morning.
Mm.
How can you have a jury trial when I haven't plead and the previous one was wiped out? Sir, that's all. I'm not going to discuss it any
right.
further.
Yeah.
So then the police start to leave, and their supervisor is there. And I go to walk back in the court, and they say, you know, they made it pretty clear they were going to arrest me if I were to open the door and go in the court.
So you could not even go in back. You could not go into the public area of the court where you had previously
correct.
Been with your camera at
it
this
went
point.
From not being allowed in the courtroom to then not being allowed in the prosecutor's room with the camera to then not being allowed in the bailiff's area with the camera
wow.
to now not even being allowed in the building.
They are scared of you and your camera.
But you went in anyway, and we'll finish the story here in moments. More with Sam, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing.
All right, we're going to continue this and take your calls about anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat.
and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Hey everybody, if you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free on the site, including live streams, broadband version, and a dial-up version of the show. Both free for you, so enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. And travel less, meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to webex.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Promo code is 600, and that'll allow you to start your free trial of WebEx today. And also, get yourself a free webcam while you're at it. Get all the details at WebEx.com. 800-259-9231. Back to Sam from the Obscure Truth Network at ObscureTruth.com, the website you can go to in order to view his brand-new documentary, part one, I guess, in a series of forthcoming documentaries, because you've got a lot of footage to comb through at this point.
Yeah, I just went through the rough cut, and I have an hour and 20 minutes of interesting footage just from today.
Wow.
This place over 3 hours.
It's going to be tough to decide what to keep and what to let go, I'm sure. But people can go and see your first 30-plus minute documentary called The Court of Public Relations, all at ObscureTruth.com, to get a real good idea for what exactly has been going on. And that was the very beginning of your saga with the courts down in Texas. It continued today where you went to go to a hearing which had been rescheduled from earlier because you they wouldn't answer your questions, and for whatever reason they decided to not throw you in a jail cell because of it, and instead reschedule you, but they wouldn't let you into the courtroom because they didn't like you bringing a video camera in there, and you won't go into the courtroom without your camera. They then had called out a bunch of cops on you because you were talking to some of the other citizens that were milling about in the court that particular day, and they apparently didn't like that very much. They then told you that you could not even enter the court, the actual court building. You were outside at that point, and they told you you could not go in there with a camera. Where have you been before? And it was at that point that, what did you do then?
Yeah, I left one thing out. Back when I was talking with the prosecutor, he started making the point that, look, you filed motions with the court to request to bring a camera in. You can't bring the camera in to hear about those requests until the judge rules. And I kept trying to explain the Second Amendment, but, you know, he didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
But he did say, he left the impression that if I were to go in without my camera, I would at least get a ruling on the pretrial motions that I filed that the judge has just flat out ignored up to this point. But they've been using that as another incentive to, hey, come participate, come join our system again, just like they did with the recording at the end of the documentary. And by the way, that was interrupted. The lady who was filing the complaint against the judge in the middle of our conversation comes up and says, sir, I'll be right outside if you want to finish our interview.
Excellent.
And I said, yeah, give me about 5 minutes. And then I turned back to them and I said, wow, this is really backfiring, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of looked at me. They didn't know what to do.
If they were smart, they'd cancel your damn trial and tell you to go away. But they haven't figured that out yet.
Move to New Hampshire. Leave Texas alone.
I went and put my camera in the car, waited for the police to at least look like they had left so that they weren't going to, you know, tie my license plate and all that. I had you on the phone recording me, and so I decided, all right, I'm going to chance it and go back in with these people. And
minus your camera.
Minus my camera.
But you did have it. You did have an audio recorder with you?
Yeah, that was still in my bag. I hadn't even thought about it. And, of course, I had you on the phone. So I'm like, all right, I'll give this guy a chance and see if he's going to do the right thing. Maybe he's seen enough that he knows I'm not just going to lay down and submit to his rule.
Mm-hmm.
So I go in, and he's like, all right, what are your – I sit at the table. He tells me to come up.
Is this the judge? The judge.
Yes, the judge. So I said, no, I'm going to sit right here. He then orders the bailiff to drag me up to the bench.
Literally drag you? Like, how literal is this dragging?
He started, like, I felt his hand on my arm, and that's when I stood up and walked up there.
Okay.
The judge said, sir, get him up here, please. And so then he wants me to stand right in the front again, and he says it's because the microphone, so the record can pick it up. And I said, what about the microphone on that table? Isn't that the one that's supposed to pick me up? He didn't care. He's like, what are your questions? I got two questions in. Am I entitled to a fair trial? He said, yes. Am I entitled to a fair trial free of conflicts of interest? Yes.
There you go. It's over. There's definitely a conflict of interest.
Then I asked, who are you representing today? I'm not representing anybody, sir. Okay, on whose behalf are you appearing today? Sir, are you educated? You own a car. Did you get a lawyer? Did you get a lawyer or not? So I explained the conflict of interest with a state lawyer.
Mm-hmm. The state lawyers have sworn an oath to the state, or every lawyer has sworn an oath to the state.
Yeah, you have to be part of the system, and then they hold your career over your head so that if you violate any of the rules, they take you off the gravy train of getting, you know, $200 an hour
mm-hmm.
From your clients.
Right, it's just a union.
Part of the bar.
It's a union trick. You can't participate in the legal system at all unless you are a legal union member known as the Bar Association.
You call it union, Mark. I'm starting to see it as a way to subjugate people into believing in government and following their diktats. I really am through this process.
I understand where you're coming from.
So he tells me if I interrupt him one more time, he's going to find me in contempt again. Still haven't seen anything on the last charge. And he would hold me there until I paid, which means I would be taken to jail. So then I asked that third question, on whose behalf are you appearing today? And that's, I believe, when I was ordered out of the courtroom. And that was it.
Wow.
I got in the car and left, but then I remembered, there's something I wanted to give this man. So I went back and dropped off a copy of the documentary with the manager, and he's going to give it to the judge, and he might be home watching it right now.
Who knows?
Sure he is. He knows he's starring in it, so I'm sure he's watching it.
The trial they scheduled for you is tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah. No, I'm writing back and forth with Mark Stevens trying to figure out if there's a way we can stop it. just because this guy is out of control. I mean, this is unbelievable. He's violating every judicial canon of ethics and the rules of procedure, and he's a madman. He doesn't care.
Nope. No, of course not. I mean, he's got power, and he likes it, and he wants to aggregate as much of it to himself as he possibly can and flex his political
muscles.
The
problem is, if I show up tomorrow with the camera, they're just going to, they've told me this in advance, they're going to say that I was not there,
mm-hmm.
and then that's a failure to appear, and that gives them more options, like taking back their government driver's license and all these others. I don't know what else. Additional penalties, I'm sure, or something. So I'm kind of in a dilemma. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, why? I don't know either. Guys, any ideas for Sam here? What should he do?
Not at all. I don't know. I mean, you know, losing your driver's license sounds like a bad, bad thing to me.
Especially when you have a company car and,
Did you get any response from the news agencies in town? Did you reach out to them on this one yet?
Nothing. One of them said, oh, I've forwarded this to the right department. But, I mean, this was all five of the major news channels in the Dallas area, and there were links to the documentary as well as the raw footage that you've seen where the cops are saying they don't care about the Constitution, and apparently that's not really newsworthy.
Well, if you do go, can you show the video footage you have as your evidence?
I'm sure he's just going to, the judge himself, Toby, will probably roll a TV out for me and let me just play that right for the jury.
I'm sure that's going to happen.
It's a fair process, isn't it?
Right? I don't know. One thing I do know is when you're all done with this, you're going to be about as expert as it gets, and I don't know, I'd like some, you should offer some classes or something, get more people to do this.
What I'm going
to
do is take these little clips. There's lots of little nuggets of just gold in what I've shot, and I'm going to show how these people just don't care. These are just words on paper to them. They're not interested in upholding their oath. It's not really the way it's made up to be, and they have jurisdiction over my life, whether you or I like it or not.
What do you think? We'll come back with more if you don't mind. I have a question.
Okay,
what do you think the worst possible situation tomorrow could be? Think about that, and we'll get back to that here in moments. 800-259-9231. Sam unsure as to what steps to take next. Tomorrow, the trial at 8 in the morning. If you've got any ideas, dial in here. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's drinking made hangover defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI, toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program, you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then learn how to promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. There are a variety of options, from actual printable flyers to web banners to voting. You can go to vote for the show at vote.freetalklive.com right now. If you've yet to do it in the month of July, we really could use your assistance. We're currently number one at the Podcast Alley top 10, from what I understand, but that doesn't mean we're going to stay number one. We have to shore up our vote count. We really have to put some lead in between us and the number two show to make sure that we finish the month at number one. And so if you have yet to vote this month, please go and do it at vote.freetalklive.com. We cannot just rest at this point. We must continue to push forward. And for that, we need your vote. And it's simple, and it'll take you less than a minute, and all you need is an email address. Go now to vote.freetalklive.com, or go later, but the point is, go. We go back to Sam in Texas. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network. Go to obscuretruth.com to see his excellent documentary, The Court of Public Relations. As we continue to discuss what's going on in your life, Sam, you've been going in and out of the courtrooms down in Texas just trying to get some simple questions answered about the nature and the cause of the proceedings they're trying to run against you. And they don't want to answer your questions. They don't like the fact that you're bringing cameras in. They've, in fact, at this point, banned you from the courthouse with your camera. And tomorrow morning, you're scheduled for a trial, which they have tried to schedule you for in the past, and they rescheduled now. It's just been a really amazing learning experience about how corrupt and how debased this so-called justice system actually is. And you've been experiencing it firsthand, and you've been bringing your experiences here on the air with us, and it's been an amazing situation so far. But tomorrow, it sounds like you're going to be coming up against a new kind of experience where the court is getting tired of having you show up with your camera, and they want to have a trial tomorrow, and they're not going to let you into your own trial if you have the camera, but yet you want to bring the camera because it's, as you've said, the only thing that will protect you from their violence, or at least the only thing you've found out so far that does protect you. And you're kind of in a pickle. You're not really sure how to approach things tomorrow morning. And I'm wondering, what do you think the worst case scenario is? They take away your driver's license if you are a no-show at the trial, as they will mark you if you show up with a camera?
It's not my driver's license, for one, Ian. It's the state's driver's license that they issued to me. I tried to find that out. I asked the prosecutor, what's the penalty? And he didn't know. I'm like, well, he hadn't looked at my file still. After I asked in pretrial the first time around, he still hasn't even looked.
Yeah, that was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, then I'm like, well, what's the nature of the penalty? He said, a fine. I said, okay, what happens if I don't pay the fine because I'm not going to? And he had no idea. And
wow.
He didn't tell me. Nobody would answer. And I'm like, you don't see a problem with not even having a clue as to what violence backs up your penalty, sir? You don't see any problem with that? And nope. So
they don't want to see the violence. I mean, I posted a phone call over at freekeen.com from over the weekend where I cornered a couple of politicos on the radio about their about the violence of the system, and they wanted to pretend like if you don't pay property tax that nothing happens. They wanted to pretend like people were not having their houses stolen from them. And it's nonsense.
I love those calls on Free Keen. They're excellent.
They don't,
just keep getting better and better.
They don't want to even think about what might happen in those cases.
They haven't made the connection in their own mind, and they've told themselves, I can see the wheels turning and the gears kind of clicking as I'm presenting things in actual terms to them. They've never connected the dots, Ian. It's not that they don't want to. It's they don't actually believe it themselves.
Hmm.
So what's the worst? I don't know. This is a new charge. I don't know what the penalties are. I'm guessing it could be something as drastic as 30 days in jail, if not more, and take their state driver's license back. I'm not sure. So I'm debating. Do I go in, point out the company's, the state's logo hanging over the judge's head, which is the company attacking me, and then pull out one of my OTN signs and ask the bailiff to hang it to the left of his logo. I've also thought about...
Well, the judge, you did get the judge to answer you two questions today, and he answered them in the affirmative. He said, your questions were, are you entitled to a fair trial? He said yes. Am I entitled to a fair trial without a conflict of interest, or something to that effect?
Free of conflicts of interest.
Free of conflicts of interest, and he said yes to that. And so could you possibly impeach the entire proceedings based on his answers?
Based on what I've seen so far, it doesn't matter.
What you say. Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't care.
But at that point, you will be in front of a jury, right? I mean, theoretically, you'll be in front of a jury. Of course, you're also going to be working against some other factors here. You're going to be working against the factor that the courts want to stack a jury with as many numbskulls as they possibly can, as many sort of nationalist, state-worshipping people as they possibly can.
The smart ones get out of it.
Right. And so they're going to see this as, you know, they're going to see you as some slimy guy trying to get out of a speeding ticket, which they would, of course, dutifully pay because they're law-abiding citizens.
And in Texas, they can actually increase beyond the original fine. So they can up the penalties as well if you ask for a jury trial. So it's another way that they punish the subjects who dare to question the authority of the state.
So it's going to be a tough sell to the jury, but at least you'll have a jury there instead of trying to get the judge to do what you want him to do. At least then you do have that chance of maybe hanging a jury, in which case you could bring up jury nullification. The judge isn't going to like that. He'll probably hit you with another contempt of court. But
he's already warned me that he's planning to do that if I do anything unusual. I'm also thinking about bringing in some black gaffer's tape, which is like a masking tape kind of thing, to put over my mouth if he tells me to shut up or not interrupt again or whatever.
Now, he warned you that if you do anything unusual, you're going to get contempt of court charge?
Yes.
So that's just the kind of guy you're dealing with. That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's...
Anything out of the usual, if you don't, oh, God.
Because, you know, it's their system, and they have their procedures, Toby, and the procedures must be followed. The law is the law, remember?
You are a brave man, Sam. What about requesting a different judge? Say this one's been hostile towards me. I mean,
not in Texas. I need to see what Mark Emery's written back with, but I think there's some kind of an appeal process where they can halt the proceedings, but trying to do that in... the first hour where the municipal court is not the place I would need to go to. I think it would be another court. I don't even know if it's possible.
Hmm. Well, I would say that maybe tomorrow your presentation should be, I mean, you could certainly start with the usual questions for the judge before the trial begins or whatever and say, you know, hey, I didn't enter a plea. How can you do this? Or whatever you were planning on doing there. But also certainly keep the jury in mind and perhaps tailor something for them to hear, something that's going to maybe...
If we do jury selection, I want to ask them, do you believe the government can solve problems? Questions like that that they may not be able to object to. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's it's going to be different tomorrow morning for sure, and I'm hoping you can have somebody come with you this time, Sam. I don't know if you can do that. But
I'll call somebody to get them there. This is pretty important. I think it's coming down to jail time. So,
are they going to do they search you before you go in the court? Would they know that if you brought an audio recorder in?
They have, and I wouldn't put it past them tomorrow to take such measures, but I'm not going to consent to any searches, that's for sure.
Mm.
And there's no metal detector or anything like that.
All right, well, I hope all goes smoothly for you, as smoothly as it can. And,
good luck.
And that you'll be out and able to call the program tomorrow and let us know how things go, Sam, because it's been an amazing saga so far.
Certainly has.
And I want to thank you for the call tonight, and thank you for everything you're doing for Liberty, because I have to say that I don't know if it feels like anything is happening yet, but I know there are people out there watching your video, the Court of Public Relations, which you can see at obscuretruth.com. They're watching that, and they're getting excited about what you're doing, and it's one of those things that I've talked about how the sort of outside-the-system or market-based civil disobedience activism that Lauren Canario and Russell Canning, two early Free State Project movers, had done got me excited to come to New Hampshire sooner. I think your video is going to do the same thing for a lot of other people that are going to say, wow, this, you know, this Free State Project, these activists moving to New Hampshire for liberty, there's really something happening here. These people are really making a difference. And, of course, you're actually not here in New Hampshire yet, but I think some people are aware of the fact that you are a Free State Project member. So.
But if you were here, you'd have tons of people at the court with you supporting
so
you.
Awesome.
I'm sure someone would be able to sneak a camera in or something.
That's the biggest lesson I'm taking away from this is – really, there's people that just don't care about liberty. They don't care about these ideas here, and this is really not the place for me. The place for me is to be surrounded by other people who care about these ideas, who want to make a change, and who are willing to make sacrifices to stand up for liberty, even if it means coming to court for one freaking hour. It's so pathetic.
Yep, and that's what you're going to have here, and hopefully they won't put you in a cage tomorrow, and you can come here sooner rather than later. Sam, good luck tomorrow, okay, dude?
Thank you.
Thanks, dude. I hope all goes well. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. If you're thinking about getting active where you are, make sure you've got people to back you up. Otherwise, get your butt to New Hampshire. Join the Free State Project, where you will have people on your side. More coming up. You can take control. Hour 3's on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Listener.